Summer days are gone too soon. You shoot the moon and miss completely. And now you're left to face the gloom, the empty room that once smelled sweetly.
It's Friday, November 4, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Now, Fridays at the Daily, we take one of your questions, and today's question reads, does God still work miracles today? Now, this is one of those questions that have many different layers. We could write volumes of books on the volumes of questions that could be asked about miracles. But here's what we're going to do today. Here's what we're going to do. First of all, we're going to define what we mean by miracles. And then secondly, we're going to answer in general, does God, in whatever form or fashion, still work miracles today? Now, I'm sure that most people would say yes, God does work miracles today to some extent, depending on how you define miracle. It's important that we get our hands around a particular definition so that we're on the same page with what we're discussing here. So I think the most helpful definition of miracle that I've come across is by a guy named Wayne Grudem. He's a theologian, and this is what he says. He says, a miracle is a less common kind of God's activity in which he arouses people's awe and wonder and bears witness to himself. Now, the reason I think that's helpful is because he doesn't talk about God being more directly involved with a circumstance. If we understand the biblical teaching on God's providence, we see that God is continually engaged in every detail in all of creation so as to fulfill his purposes in all things. So miracles are not some form of super engagement by God in a particular event. Instead, it is a less common kind of God's activity in which he arouses people's awe and wonder and bears witness to himself. I remember when I was in seminary, a fellow student in my systematic theology class was telling me and some other guys about a mission trip that he took to Brazil, where he and a few other Christians were praying over this young boy in a village who had severely disproportionate legs. Now, as they prayed, they saw the boy's leg grow. I mean, just imagine this. They were praying that the boy's leg would grow. They were praying for a miracle to happen. And then they saw it as they prayed. And just like that, the short leg was perfectly even and proportionate with his other leg. He and the other folks, they were stunned. And they were a little scared. I mean, that's a freaky thing to witness right there. Now, it would certainly classify as a miracle. Here's a question. Did that really happen? Well, there's no way to know for sure, even though I trust the man who told me the story. But his story is not authoritative. Only Scripture is authoritative in what we must believe. But could it happen? Could it happen? Does God really work miracles today? Yes. Yes, I think that could have happened. And I think that God really does work miracles today. And the reason I say this is because Scripture has plenty of miraculous events that strikes awe and wonder towards God in the hearts of the ones who saw the miracles. And there's nothing in Scripture, there's absolutely nothing in Scripture that indicates that God will absolutely stop working miracles at some point in the New Covenant age, the age which we live now. So we serve a great God. And honestly, He can do anything He wants to. He's not bound by the laws of physics or anything else. Psalm 136, verse 4 says, God alone does great wonders. After God miraculously parted the Red Sea so that the Israelites could cross on dry ground and escape the hand of the Egyptians, Moses and the people sang a song. And that song includes the words, Who is like you, O Lord? Who's like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders or miracles? God is omnipotent, meaning He is all-powerful. Therefore, He works miracles. He can part seas, still storms, cause people to walk on water, turn water into wine, send daily manna from heaven, multiply fish, make blind men see, make lame men walk, make deaf men hear, heal the sick, bring the dead to life, and much more. Let us praise this miracle-working God, and in so doing, magnify His name in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again next week on the First Baptist Daily.
Now the fall is here again. You can't begin to give, and it's all over when the snows come rolling through. You're rolling too with some new. Thank you.